So Paul McCartney was banned from Reddit. Reddit has claimed it was a technical bug that made him banned. They actually said no one would ban one of the Beatles. A moderator of the Paul McCartney subreddit has said, ask yourself, why would we ban the account of the man we're all passionate about? Moderators have no power over whose account is deleted from this website. Only admins do, which again has already been addressed, said Roast Beef Disease, the moderator of the Paul McCartney subreddit. Paul McCartney technically isn't a boomer. I think he's in his mid-80s, so that would make him the silent generation, which is the pre-boomer generation known for being frugal, having survived World War II, and like very traditional and hardworking, which I actually think does describe him compared to the other Beatles. Another boomer who's landed themselves in hot water.
Also, the reason we're calling these people boomers is because boomer has basically just become sort of code for someone who's older using the internet.
Yeah, because this person, Brian Noam, Christy Noam's husband, is, I believe, in his late 50s, which would make him Generation X, technically.
And Christy Noam was part of Donald Trump's cabinet, so she's a big...
Christy Noam was the head of Department of Homeland Security during the controversial ICE raids, was fired after spending $200 million on an advertisement which featured her riding a horse and wearing a cowboy hat.
Now these videos,
now
images
her
come
husband,
out.
Yeah, her husband, Brian Noam, it turns out that he's into this very specific fetish of having comically large breasts. So he would like put giant balloons under his shirt.
By the way, do go and look up these pictures if you haven't seen them.
Do, yeah. And he's been outed because some of the people he was meant to pay to enlarge their own breasts to comically large sizes for his own gratification, he never paid them, and so they were angry, so they spoke to the Daily Mail. But this is obviously very embarrassing for the Gnomes, because, you know, this is, you know, Christy Noam herself has voted against, you know, trans people competing in sports and against LGBTQ issues. The reason that's an okay boomer story is because it represents a kind of online illiteracy by which someone who's, you know, the spouse of a political figure would be openly kind of posting those images and sending those images to people without realizing that it's going to get leaked. And young people now increasingly are not posting stuff on social media as much as they were statistically, because they are afraid of it affecting their future careers. But
and then there's also been this Kris Jenner stuff, hasn't there? She is.
Well, but sorry, before we get to that, there's one more boomer I want to talk about, which is Jonathan the Tortoise. Again, not technically a boomer. Jonathan the Tortoise is 194 years old.
So he's actually a Victorian.
Yeah, he would be like Gilded Age Victorian.
Okay, Victorian.
Yeah. Our producer's saying that Jonathan the Tortoise would not have been a Victorian. I would argue his heyday, his youth, was during the reign of Queen Victoria, so I would still consider him a Victorian.
Also, he is technically a Georgian then, though. Late Georgian.
I don't think that like the 19th century has the same like defined generations that we do. I don't think they've got like their version of boomers and stuff. So
if you're cusp Georgian Victorian, you're Georgian.
I think being pernickety with me on this fact check is a little harsh, because I don't think we're ever going to get to like the like, he's a tortoise, guys. He's been alive for about 200 years. He's a boomer. He's a boomer. But it is amazing that he's 194
years
old.
I know, I was just about to say how really mad that is. I don't think he'd think very fondly of the internet after what's just happened to him.
He probably has a MySpace, doesn't he?
Or Bebo.
Or like, what's the one called? Like Friends Reunited. Friends Reunited.
Tortoises Reunited. Yeah.
So basically he, a viral post from someone who proclaimed to be his vet said that he had died. and it got 2 million views. It turns out that this post was not an April Fool's joke. This was like an attempt to shill a crypto project. So this it might sound niche, but I believe a large part of social media, especially X, is engagement farming in order to shill crypto tokens. And we should do a story about that at some point, because that is literally like what a lot of the internet is right now. Just get a viral post, use it to shill crypto. The vet, the people behind Jonathan the Tortoise, the people who take care of Jonathan the Tortoise, have released a statement saying that despite being blind from cataracts and having lost his sense of smell, Jonathan remains hale and hearty with a strong appetite for bananas and a healthy libido, because he tried to mate with two of the younger tortoises who also reside on the governor's property. So not only is he not dead, but he's shagging. They felt the need to say mating. Sorry. When animals do it, it's mating. They did release a proof of life of Jonathan with an iPad with today's news next to him. It's not that convincing. Like, he looks worse for wear. Although I'm not a tortoisologist, so I
think if you're 194, you've probably been looking worse for wear for at least 50 years.
But he's actively mating, so I don't know. Or do you think that's more of a sugar daddy situation with the other tortoises?
Yeah, or maybe he's going to get cancelled.
See, this is the thing. No one's talking about this aspect of the story, is why is he mating with younger tortoises? Why are we holding him up to such a high standard when he's basically the Leonardo DiCaprio of the tortoise world?
Yeah, well, exactly.
But it's not been a bad week for all boomers. There's one boomer who's had a good week on the internet, and that is Kris Jenner.
I feel like she is almost like the face of boomerism in some ways. And yeah, she's had a great week because in China, users on Red Note, which is one of the really popular platforms there, have been changing their profile pictures to be Kris Jenner because they think it brings them good luck.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And it's been on Weibo as well, hasn't it?
So this is kind of a Chinese Gen Z thing, to change your profile picture to Kris Jenner to bring fortune, abundance, good luck and wealth.
I mean, she's very memeable. Like, she has been for...
But also she represents this kind of Chinese ideal of the successful matriarch who's brought wealth to her family, right? Like she
Yeah, true. But then she's also super American, which makes it kind of interesting.
The other symbol of wealth for Chinese culture is the koi carp.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they think she looks like a koi carp. Because she does have like the lip.
Yeah, she kind of does.
Did you see the picture of Kris Jenner where she looks so young?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people are saying we've now entered into the era of plastic surgery where it is truly undetectable.
She received so much praise for like whatever
she had
done. People were like, wow, like what has happened here? She looks so young. Mm. But then it raised all sorts of questions about like aging, and in the age of filters and AI and everything else, is there now so much pressure in real life to look a certain way, mm-hmm. and you're so heavily criticized if how you look in your photos online doesn't actually match up with what you look like in real life, even if you're in your 60s or 70s or 80s, mm. and it would be completely feasible that you would have wrinkles like Jonathan.
Who, by the way, just...
He hasn't had a face.
He hasn't had any work done, but the...
Not that we know of.
No, not that we know of. But just on boomers and the internet, oftentimes boomers criticize younger people for their use of social media. Back in our day, we used to have events in the real world and like, you know, but they're kind of the ones using it
Yeah.
the most problematically. They're the ones believing all the conspiracy theories on Facebook. They're the ones taking pictures constantly. Like, come on, how many times do your parents have to take a picture every time you go out? You know, it's constant, isn't it?
But what I would say as well about boomers and the internet, and that term boomer understandably has some negative connotations. Mm-hmm. People don't always love it. But actually, I love that boomers love the internet. In fact, they make some of the best content. Some of the mm-hmm. stuff that pops up on my TikTok of like someone's random, like, you know, parent yeah. or grandparent who's like posting stuff from their iPad with some little montage. Great. Love it. But the issue is that because actually social media is just so widespread, most age groups now use it. And yep. there's loads of research that points towards the fact that actually, while younger people can be duped by AI, conspiracy theories and so on, older people can be particularly vulnerable to this stuff because they just didn't grow up with that kind of like level of social media literacy that we are expected to have when we're under the age of, say, 30 or whatever.
But there's a bit of a generational horseshoe with social media as well, because once you need to approach your 80s, you magically seem to become good at social media all of a sudden, like Donald Trump.
Also, I guess the teams behind these people work out that actually like they can play on the fact that that person is older and on social media. Mm-hmm. Like it's seen as quite endearing or funny or however mm-hmm. you want to frame it. And Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders teams have certainly leaned into that. Joe Biden didn't have quite as much luck with it, if we're honest with ourselves. But it's like, I saw this TikTok the other day about like chic age groups. And so it was saying how like being any age from about 70 to 100, but particularly your early 90s are especially chic. And mm-hmm. I feel like for boomers on social media, yeah, the older you get, the less boomerish you become. So maybe mm-hmm. that's why Jonathan is actually just chic. Now, it's worth saying I get quite a lot of DMs about the podcast, as do you. And we get lots of messages in, which we love. Keep getting in touch with us, whether it's positive or not. And one of the less positive messages we've had is from Ian, who basically said, actually, I don't really like the way you used boomer when we were talking about phantom trends and people thinking stuff had started or been fueled by what's going on social media when it wasn't necessarily quite so straightforward. Ian is not a boomer, mm-hmm. He tells us. He's actually Gen X. But I think it's interesting because...
He was offended by the term boomer.
Term boomer, yeah. But I think that's because people have come to think of boomer as taking the mick, but it's actually just one of those words, in the same way that like there's negative connotations about millennials, about Gen Z, about like okay boomer has just become this sort of meme.
You can use it too, Ian.
You can use
because
it too.
Doesn't apply to you. You're Gen X by your own admission.
I think it's even better when boomers use okay boomer.
Yeah,
that's like and, top and we tier are, internet.
I'm a millennial. I'm the most hated age group, so we're all uncool.
And I guess the whole reason that we've been talking about this, Matt, is because actually boomer behavior is not defined by age, really. It's like the way that you are interacting with social media or the way that you are being used on social media. So you could be a young or an old boomer.
Mm.
Doesn't matter. Not really about age. To finish off this episode, we need to have a bit of a moment of silence, really, because it has also been a very bad week for Olaf, the snowman from Frozen. Have you seen this?
I was doing the minute of silence.
Oh, sorry. Take a second. Okay, basically, Olaf the snowman, there's this like robot Olaf, Le Olaf, at Disneyland Paris. Cute little guy, you know, snowman walking about, very functional, very interactive, sings. If you've seen him, he's kind of knee height, waist height, if you're me. There's these incredible viral clips of Olaf the robot malfunctioning. And what happens is, like, Olaf is singing to these kids or whatever and families, and then he just sort of, like, vacantly looks at the camera, and then he just falls backwards, and everyone's like, what's going on? And it has become a sort of, like, meme of the year in so much as people feel like it represents how 2026 has felt. Olaf, though, is back on his feet. There's been some nicer clips of him just sort of running about again, almost like nothing happened.
It almost looks like he was hit by a sniper bullet.
Which has led to some edits.
Yes.
Of him.
This kind of supports my theory that I've always had that, like, robots are basically shit. I think I've not yet seen a good robot. Yes, there's the Boston Dynamics ones that are like, you know, they can walk and do flips and stuff. But for every video of them doing a flip, there's 10 of them being like, would you like a drink of water? And then they're like lifting up the water and then like splash. Oh. Like splashing it across.
And then Matt broke his microphone.
Yeah, but that's what a robot would do. And you know, you're meant to be able to
buy...
Do
you call,
like,
them clankers as well?
They are. They're clankers. You can buy a clanker from Tesla and people try and get them to, like, do basic shit. Like,
I cannot wait, by the way, one day when your kids listen back to this podcast and you are, like, cancelled for calling AI clankers.
Are we in a post-cancellation era, though? Because Kanye West is headlining wireless.
That's never making it in, but okay.
What, so Kanye West can headline wireless and I can't call them clankers?
Okay, if you are an AI agent and you're a bit distressed by Matt's use of the word clanker, or maybe like Ian, you are a not boomer boomer and you don't like the word boomer, or you might just be someone who uses social media a lot and wants us to get inside your feed and figure out why stuff's popping up and where it is coming from, please get in touch with us. You can message us +44 330 123 9480, or you can email topcomment@bbc.co.uk.
And listen, boomers, I know what it's like. You're out there, you're confused. You're scrolling and you don't understand what's going on your phone.
This is doing nothing to ease the allegations.
And let us untangle it for you. Get in touch. That's what we're here for.
Political language can seem archaic.
It's like the light from one of those stars that actually died.
Sometimes bamboozling.
It's a theme park with a 5-foot log flume from one thought to another.
And very often, beyond words.
I don't know how to describe the language they use.
I'm Amanda Iannucci. I'm all reset and turbocharged to stress test to destruction. Used and abused buzzwords and phrases from the world of politics. I come with a dazzling array of guest presenters, and I'll be exploring the verbal tricks of the political trade, the intentions behind them, and the effect they have on all of us. The new series of Strong Message here with me, Amanda Iannucci, from BBC Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.